Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I'm welcoming you here today and thanking you for participating in our broadcast. We have a lot to talk about because there's a lot going on in our country, and we've got just the right people to do it with. We got Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary is a right-wing granny, as you may know by now. That's a conservative blog at rightwinggranny.com.
You know, Rick, and going back an extra week with Iowa, get out, vote early, vote often, because your vote won't count anyway.
No, we don't do it that way here. So. We do ours a little differently here, but we're going to get around to that process here in a minute. Also, Mary is also a featured guest on Lockwood Phillips Show.
On Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays now. We have Melissa with us. And
hello.
I think she's ready to get going here tonight, and we have Hal and Rainer James with us.
Hello there.
And
Melissa fed us all donuts, so
we're hot.
My husband is listening. Sorry.
All right. Well, now that the cat's out of the bag, Hal's going to give us a. I'm going to go ahead right here up front and let Hal tell you. You know, CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, holds a monthly meeting, and it's the third Tuesday of every month, and we have speakers come in, we have different events, we do candidate forums, and you know, all kinds of things like that. Hal, by virtue of being the vice chairman this year, is also the program chairman,
right?
And so he's responsible for putting together our monthly program. And Hal, tell us about the month of February.
Well, the month of February, we're having kind of a follow-up to our having guests that are candidates for office. The first one, we emphasized education. We had a lot of folks there that could talk intelligently and were candidates for, and some of the staff and the superintendent of public schools were there. So we had a really good turnout for that meeting. I hope we have as good a one for this coming Tuesday. It starts at 7 o'clock, and come early for refreshments and some camaraderie. And then what we're having this time is judges. Well, we're going to have Judge Bob Cherry talk to us about how the judicial system is organized in the state, and I think that'll be very informative. That's the way we're going to kick it off. And then we're going to have the various candidates for different judgeships and give them some time to talk, and of course the people in the audience will have a chance to answer some questions about them, ask some questions of them, and they can answer them. So there's a lot of them. I invited 30 people, 30 judges.
Wow.
Now, a lot of those judges sit in Raleigh and other places, but they come here occasionally. So they live a long ways away. So it's my expectation that there won't be a huge number of those accept the invitation. Right. I'd like to be proven wrong on that, and we'd have a great time. We could limit time and probably get through it just fine. But my guess is we'll be really fortunate to have 10 or 12 of them there.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Candidates for judge seats that are not just Craven County, but a number of surrounding counties.
Oh, yeah. Beaufort and Carteret.
And Pamlico.
Pamlico is one of them. Of course, Craven is one of them.
Does Jones have a seat?
We didn't invite ones from Jones. Yep. Maybe that was an oversight. I don't know. But I think Jones doesn't have a judge that actually sits there. Mm-hmm. So we try to pick the counties who actually have a judge sometimes sit yeah. in them.
All right. Well, that's going to be Tuesday night, folks, at 7 p.m. downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. It is free. It's open to the public. We have light refreshments available and plenty of people to mingle with, talk to. If you're of a conservative mindset, you'll find plenty of company there. Of course, we are nonpartisan. It's open. Hal invites candidates like this, and we invite them. We invite all parties, all candidates.
Yes, that's what I was going to mention. I have my hand up for that. Yeah, we've invited everybody, you know, all of them that are running, even the ones that are running unopposed. And at one time, I thought we might cut down the number by just having those that would be in the primary. But there's only a few that are right. in the primary. That cut all but two or three of them out.
You know, where you mentioned if you were of a conservative mindset. If you're not of a conservative mindset, please come out.
Right.
Talk to us in a civil manner and tell us your express your opinions or your views and your principles that you stand for. And we're willing to dialogue and enjoy your company.
Right. We always learn something when that happens, when we talk to each other and exchange ideas and philosophies. We always find out that both sides usually learn something.
I've observed that there's a reason why many judges are not opposed. And that reason is they're required to live where they where they're running.
All right.
A sitting judge who is opposed by a area lawyer, if that area lawyer is not successful in gaining that seat, then he or she probably has to try case after case after case before the judge that they just ran against.
All right.
So there's been a proposal in the General Assembly. I don't know where it is, if it's died or if it's still alive, but the notion is to allow people to run for a judge's seat where they do not live, with the proviso that should they gain the seat, they will move to that jurisdiction, which I think is a great idea.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Rick.
Okay. Well, that might help the situation. And I learned something about judges recently at a meet and greet event that I was at, and Representative Michael Speciale was there, and we were talking about the judges and the ones that have ruled from the bench and taken away the mm-hmm. will of the people, like our voter ID and a number of other things that the
definition of marriage,
the people who voted overwhelmingly for, and judges overturned that. Sometimes they're not even elected judges, they're appointed judges. But Michael says, you know when all this started, don't you, when we started having these types of issues with the judges? And I can't tell you the date. I think it was back in the late 80s. Before that, judges did not have to be lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they passed a law that in order to be a judge, you had to be an attorney. And that's when the problem started.
And we've talked about education.
Yep.
Not only is education in high school and most colleges liberal, not in the true sense of the word, the old-fashioned sense, but in the current day sense, but also law schools are. They're not teaching the Constitution. They're teaching precedent.
Right. Well, that's another good point. I learned this also at a meet and greet just the other night where some of the candidates for school board were there. And Alan Harrop, he's been on our radio show. He's running for school board, and he was speaking. And he said that he had done some research through the schools, the high schools and the universities and all that, and that, like, I think it was in the high schools, 1 out of 11 teachers are Republican.
Wow. Whoa.
1 out of 11. And the other ones are Democrat or unaffiliated or whatever. His whole point was pointing to how liberal education system has mm-hmm. become. Especially into colleges, the professors. And then come to find out here in the news lately is all this big money that is coming in from China and places to Harvard and these other schools. Yeah, we got problems with the education
yep.
system. All right, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back and get this show going.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair. Your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it.
Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, let's talk a bit real quick about some of the current events that are going on, and that would be New Hampshire just got through. Iowa was first with their caucus.
Have they ever got the results of them?
We discovered that Democrats don't do math in public.
The results
raucous
were
caucus.
The results was it's a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they want to blame it on the app, and if you start looking at that and who's tied to it and who owns stock or has money into the company that manufactured or developed the app, guess what?
Yes.
he ended up winning that caucus, didn't he?
Yeah, I think
on
part of it.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is they attempted to pin the failure on President Trump.
Oh, of course. Of course.
It was the Russians.
Because they said that the Republican supporters of Trump called into the line to report the results, the precinct results.
Yeah.
So they were clouding the lines with extraneous phone calls. Well, if you are stupid enough to give your official call-in number out as a public number, you deserve whatever you get. But that surely wasn't the case.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. And then New Hampshire.
Yes, Bernie Sanders.
Well, wait a minute. Before you say all that, I want to just, because I know there's a lot of people out there that aren't aware of this, that, and they're probably not listening to this show, but I'm going to tell them anyway. The gentleman that won that, and I use that term loosely, I want you to know, has never held a job, never earned a dime working for it, is now a millionaire and wants to give all your money away.
Yes.
Now you can go ahead and tell us who it was.
Well, Bernie Sanders is from Vermont. The only time he claims to be a Democrat is when he's running for president. He calls himself a Democratic Socialist or a Socialist. The man went to Moscow for his honeymoon. And he's, he wants
before
to give
before the Iron Curtain fell.
What?
It was before the Iron Curtain Falls when he went.
And he won. He attracts youth who don't understand, who are very naive about socialism, who think it's a good thing. And those are his voters. And he won in New Hampshire. He did not win as big as he was expected to win. And the youth vote didn't turn out. And if he gets the nomination, unless the Democrat Party decides to stop him again, he will get the nomination. If the youth vote doesn't turn out, he doesn't even have a chance. Now, he may not have a chance anyway, but if the youth vote turned out, he might.
Right.
But the Democrats are already talking about changing the rules so that the superdelegates can vote on the first ballot.
They're pretty good at that, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
And if things don't go the way we want, we'll just change the rules.
Yeah. And if I'll be honest, if I were a Sanders supporter and I watched him cheated twice, I would not vote for anybody.
Yep. It was amazing during the impeachment fiasco in the House how many times they changed the rules.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And rules didn't apply to them even after they changed them.
Oh, no.
That's amazing. Well, so those are two things that have been going on. The other thing that's going on is early voting has started. So, folks, if you want to avoid the large lines that I think are anticipated for the general election, well, we're talking primary now, so I'm getting ahead of myself. But still, if you want to avoid having to stand in line on election day, take advantage of early voting. Go on out there and get it done. Get it over with.
Rainer and I visited with Melanie Ray, the director, a little while today.
Craven County.
In Craven County, yes. And she said that she expected a really good turnout, that it could be as many as maybe from 6 to 12,000.
Wow.
Well, that would be great.
You know, that would be a good thing because we have just seen a very good example of low voter turnout in Virginia. That state flipped overnight from a republic form of government to a socialist form of government just because of low voter turnout and also because they had over 40 districts, I'm going to call it, where they had no Republicans on the ballot. So the Democrats were running unopposed there, and that's what happened.
And I think one element of it, in addition to that, is that the federal government, under the last, well, under Barack Obama's tutelage, grew by leaps and bounds, and a lot of those people live in Northern Virginia. So it was that area and the other large cities have tended, like they all do, to be more Democrat-oriented.
That's true.
That exacerbated
that's
it.
That's true, but if you look at the voter turnout, if everybody had done like they should have done,
sure,
I think we could have had different results. Yeah, there's no doubt about the people that are working in D.C. and living in the outlying areas. Our son is in Maryland. We go up there to visit on a regular basis. When he was in Silver Spring, Maryland, we were like we were in a third world country.
Mm-hmm. It was absolutely foreign, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we felt like we were visitors there.
Mm-hmm. And there are areas of Northern Virginia the right. same way.
But now that he's up in Frederick, it's a whole, just that short distance between Silver Spring and Frederick, getting further away from the D.C. area. It's a whole different, you know, it's like America again. You know?
Well, we mentioned that there was expectation of somewhere between 6 and 12,000. That sounds like a lot until you realize there are 43,000 registered voters
yep.
in Craven County. So even that is not a huge...
Yeah,
no. That's still abysmal. Rainer?
You mentioned that early voting has started, and it's every weekday between now and the end of the month from 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And one Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 16th, there's been some confusion about the hours. Some people thought it was 8 to 1. It is actually going to be from 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And by the way, I was one of the ones who thought it was 8 to 1, and I've told quite a lot of people that that's the case. I was flat out wrong. It's 1 to 5. And then the two Saturdays are the 22nd and the 29th. In those cases, it's 8 to 3.
All right. So well, I'm going to tell you, I'm totally opposed to that, voting on Sunday.
I am too.
I think it's for a nefarious purpose. Mm-hmm. We know that a lot of churches will load up buses that day and take them to the polls. And, I think a lot of them are uninformed. They're just being led there to vote for a particular party. And they really don't know who they're voting for.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that the polls on the regular weekdays don't open until 8 o'clock. That's a little bit of a break. They used to open earlier than that.
Yeah.
But they stay up
well,
late.
You say that's good news because you work at the polls.
Absolutely. And you don't have to. You can't just go into the polls and wait until they open because you've got set up to do and you know, you've got things to do to get ready for it.
Well, you know, some of these people that like to get there and vote before they go to work, it's not quite as convenient as it was earlier, I guess. But for you that work at the polls, it's good news.
Well, right? Election Day will open at 6:30. So
oh, that's early
there
enough.
You go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I'll be there. all right. So any other hot topics over there on that side of the table?
The one thing I want to mention about that
that
most,
side of the table.
I'm sorry. most recent primary was how poorly Joe Biden did. I was a little surprised at that.
Well,
came
you know,
in fifth.
I wasn't surprised at all based on the news that's come out about his connections in the Ukraine, and you know. He can deny it all he wants to, but he did a TV interview bragging about it.
Yeah, and Connie Hanna has a scorching article, not only about his son, but Nancy Pelosi's son,
mm-hmm.
and two other sons. I'm doing a blank
John
here.
Kerry?
Yeah, Kerry.
John Kerry.
And Mitt Romney somehow
Mitt
fit into
Romney,
that.
Mitt Romney, absolutely right. Yeah. And... as usual, she has a slant on things and some information that I haven't seen elsewhere.
Yeah. Well,
so it's in the current county compass.
Think about it. Use some common sense, people. You've got people you send up there making less than $200,000 a year, and in a couple of years they're worth $4, $5, $6 million. Their family members have high-paying jobs. Nancy Pelosi. Look at the connections in her family. It's been going on for years. This is not something new. This is why we have a swamp in D.C.
Our talking about it is something new. The light, sunshine shining on it is something new.
Well, it's a new world. It's a new world. The internet now, and everybody's walking around with a high-resolution camera in their pocket nowadays. So things are being caught on video, look at all the things that's happened in the last year that people denied it happened, and then whoops, here's a YouTube video. Here's a video showing you do it, and you're lying about not doing it, and it happens over and over again.
You know, President Trump is often getting criticized for doing tweeting. And as far as I know, he's the first American U.S. president that's ever done tweeting. But I really like it because, you know, I get his tweets, and sometimes I get two and three a day.
Well, yeah, he's not always the most articulate in what he's trying to message.
But you do understand his meaning.
Right. The benefit to that and why it's worked so well is it's straight from him. It's unfiltered.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? What you're getting on TV through mainstream media is not only fieldered, in most cases it's twisted,
distorted beyond
distorted
recognition.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
you know, you mentioned everybody's got a high
resolution
camera in their pocket or wherever else, and one of the more recent ones to get caught is Bloomberg.
Yeah,
because of a statement that he made just a couple of years about profiling or whatever else, and he really knows how to put his foot in his mouth, and you know, No sympathies here.
All right. Well, I mentioned I'd been to a number of meet and greets here recently, and I'm going to tell you, if you look around the room, people have got their cell phones out and they're videoing it.
Yeah.
So whatever you say can come back to bite you.
I don't have a problem with that, though, because people need to see what's going on.
Right.
And if you're going to run for office, you need to have enough verbal self-censorship to be careful what you say.
Well, if you're telling the truth and being honest, you don't have to worry about it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly.
And I think with those high-def cameras that everybody's got on their phone, if you see it as a YouTube video, generally it's a time sequence of it. It's not spliced together to add certain editorial inflection.
Right. Well, even better than that, and now you have Periscope, which is live video through Twitter. You have Facebook Live, and you're seeing a lot of that, a whole lot of that now. If you're doing a lot of Facebook, it'll pop up and say so-and-so is streaming live.
Yes.
That's totally unedited, and it's archived, and you can watch it later. So, yeah, it's a new day, it's a new time, and these old folks that have been practicing this art of lying, deception, and flip-flopping for years are having a hard time getting away with it now.
One thing about elections that I've observed that troubles me is that there's so much emphasis on raising money. Apparently, it takes a lot of money to run an election, especially a statewide election. And you got people must believe in all these signs. People put up, hundreds
name
of signs.
Name
recognition. Mm-hmm. Right. They get on the radio with their radio ads. TV ads start at what? $3,500 for a short ad, things like that.
Right.
So if a person may be the very best candidate for the job, would have been probably elected right away in George Washington or Thomas Jefferson's day.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't stand a chance in this modern.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there's too many people that put too much emphasis on what they're seeing in these ads and all, and the signs. The guy with the most signs ain't the best candidate.
He's just the one with the most money.
Look at what Bloomberg's doing. We can't go through one movie or program on YouTube or any of the other stuff on the internet now, because every commercial is him. Mm-hmm. Every single one. He's bought all that time, and he's a billionaire. He can afford to do it. But one thing I noticed about his ads, they're not real. They're staged, and it's so obviously staged. Him kneeling on the sidewalk talking to a little girl, and the one you mentioned, Melissa, the small town. He's got John Cougar Mellencamp singing the song, It's a Small Town. What does he know about a small town? His claim to fame is being mayor of New York City. And look how he left that. It's a wonderful place, right? Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
It was pretty good when Rudy was in charge.
Yeah.
They pretty much cleaned up their act, but.
Yep. Okay. Well, we've talked enough about that, I guess. If nobody else has got another hot topic real quick, then we're going to take another break.
Take a quick nap.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about a huge problem that y'all need to be aware of.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Folks, I hope you pay attention to our sponsors' ads and take time to go and visit them. And when you do, tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. We do appreciate all of our sponsors. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about a House bill, and this is House Bill 5383 in the House of Representatives on December 10th, 2019. And it is a bill to reform the process for enforcing the immigration laws of the United States and for other purposes. And this act may be cited as the New Way Forward Act. Well, I call it the New Way Forward and One Big Step Back Act, because that's what it's going to do to us. It's going to ruin and destroy our country, and that's the whole purpose of it. And what it's all about, folks, is you can't deport illegal aliens. You can't arrest illegal aliens. You have to give illegal aliens sanctuary here and everything else that goes with that, free medical, free health. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's they call it being compassionate. Well, you know, when you bring rapists, murderers, and these are people that have already been convicted of the crimes and deported, and now you want to bring them back, and oh, guess what else? Not only are you going to bring them back, you're going to pay their airfare to bring them back. So our tax dollars are going to go, and I can't quote you the figures. I heard somebody that had done it on TV, how many illegal aliens that have been deported could be brought back and how much it would cost to do that. It's billions.
I've got a question for you, Rick.
Well, I'll try to have an answer for you.
We don't do that for our own people. Why do these people in the House think it is a reasonable and just thing to do for foreigners who came here without our permission?
Well, because they have an ulterior motive. Because once you bring them here, you can let them vote. You can give them a driver's license. You can do everything you can for them to earn, well, to buy their vote. Because that's
with
what,
our tax money.
Right, with our tax money. You can give them free medical, free health, free schooling, food stamps, everything that you know they need that the rest of us have to work hard for. And who are they going to vote for?
I don't guess we have to inquire what side of the aisle introduced this bill.
Well, there's 44 Democrat co-sponsors, and the sponsor was also Democrat. There's a lot to it that people really need to consider. How about the health crisis? Right now we're talking about this
coronavirus
out of China and all that. When you just open up the doors and say anybody can come in, there's no restrictions, no requirements of any kind, just let them in. What's going to happen? You're going to bring in these diseases that we've eradicated in this country.
Oh, yeah. We've had tuberculosis brought in. We've had measles brought back, which our kids, most of which our kids are inoculated against.
Mm-hmm.
They're way back in the day when America was being settled, there was a place called Ellis Island. And if you did not look like you were healthy, and if you were not healthy, you got sent back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you could not support yourself,
you got sent back.
And that move, that idea of you can come here if you're healthy and you want to work and you want to build your future, is what built our country.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't built on people who said, I want to come here and collect money. It was built on people who said, I want opportunity, not people who want handouts. And there is a very different result in letting in people who want opportunity and letting in people who want handouts.
Sure, and their opportunity, when they built for themselves, they collectively built for everybody as
yes.
a byproduct. That wasn't really their motivation. It was themselves and their own families. But it achieved the general good.
Yes.
And, I mean, where is the other side going to stop? When is enough enough? I mean, they want to already free Medicare for all, free education for all, free, you know, the health care. Everything is free. You already wanted to give free health care and housing to illegal immigrants. Now you're saying all of this, the extra for them, the free schooling, paying to have them come back, not putting them through any criminal process. I mean, where's the money coming from? It's eventually going to run out. What are you actually trying to do to America?
That's an excellent point, and let me just put it to our listeners this way. Think about it real hard. What does the federal government produce? What do they manufacture? What do they sell to make money? What do they produce to make money?
Zip, nada.
Right. Nothing. All the money that they get for these programs that they want to give away comes out of the taxpayer's pocket. You're working for that money, not the federal government. Yes, the federal government prints money, but they don't have anything to back up what they're printing if they don't take it from you. In order for them to give something away, they have to steal it away from somebody else.
Well, I was watching TV today, and I heard Bernie Sanders on the television make the statement that the top 1% of wealth in the United States had more than lower half. Just the top 1% had more than the lower half.
So they earned it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they earned it. But
in most cases.
I think his answer would be to how to finance this thing is to take it from the wealthy people and give it to the ones that don't have it. So that's weird.
You know what happens then? The wealthy people take their money and leave.
They go elsewhere.
Yeah, they put their money in overseas.
And there stops being wealth because if I'm coming up or my children are coming up and they see no matter what you do to earn, to be wealthy, to be the American dream, the success that we were taught, it's the field's going to be leveled.
Yeah,
you're going to be just the same as Joe next door who stayed on his PlayStation all year and didn't do his homework.
Another excellent point.
You get exactly what he does. So why am I going to try? Why are my kids going to even try when it's just going to be taken away from them?
We're talking earlier about the education system. That's where it starts. You don't have to bust your butt to get a good grade anymore because you're going to get graduate anyway. You're going to be elevated, you know. They've called it the dumbing down.
And don't worry about making enough money to live, to have a house or anything. Everyone's going to have the same thing because they're going to take everyone else's wealth and spread it. Well, eventually you run out of the rich people's money.
Yep.
I would like to point out that it's called the House of Representatives. I want to know who they represent.
Well, they're telling you in here who they want to represent.
By the way, you know, when our children were younger, and as you get into the higher years of high school, you had to fill out the financial aid forms. And one of the most discouraging things in the financial aid form, as we tried to save some money for the children's education, and we looked at other friends that had that second house or third house, the boat, well, I went off to the slot machines or whatever else. They just really, really ran their credit cards right up to the max or whatever else. Well, when it came time to do the financial aid forms, they got it because we were on a sound footing.
All right.
Hey, guys, where's your head?
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Well, I want to get back to this House resolution, the New Way Forward Act. Again, if you want to look that up, I printed it out. Let's see here. It's 28 pages. I'm not going to go through the whole thing here, but I do want to hit some highlights. It's House Bill 5383, H.R. 5383, the New Way Forward Act. Right here at the beginning of it, Section 101, phase out of private for-profit detention facilities and use of jails. Secure detention facilities. Beginning on the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary of Homeland Security may not enter into or extend any contract with any public or private for-profit entity that owns or operates a detention facility for use of that facility to detain aliens into custody of Department of Homeland Security, and shall terminate any such such contract not later than the date that is 3 years after the date of the enactment of this act. Beginning on the date that is 3 years after the date of the enactment of this act, any facility at which aliens in the custody of Department of Homeland Security are detained shall be owned and operated by the Department of Homeland Security. And then the next one is non-secure detention programs. And same thing. On the date of the enactment of this act, Homeland Security may not enter into or extend any contract with any public or private for-profit entity that owns or operates program or facility that provides for non-residential detention-related activities for aliens who are subject to monitoring by the Department of Homeland Security, and shall terminate any such contract not later in date that is 3 years later. Then we move on down, procedures for detaining aliens. It's amended by striking out subsections that have to do with arrest, detention, and release. Let's see. In general, on a warrant issued by an immigration judge or pursuant to Section 287A2, the Secretary of Homeland Security may arrest an alien in accordance with this section, may pending a decision on where the alien is to be removed from the United States. If you go through here, folks, this is all this is about, is not being able to detain, arrest, hold, or convict illegal aliens.
We're giving our country away if we sign off on this.
That last point that you just read of the bill, when you get deeper into it, right now it is we're talking about illegal aliens. If one is arrested and charged with a crime and they are sentenced to 1 year, they can be deported. This bill proposes it is any crime more than 5 years.
Yep.
So that any crime that is 5 years and under, any weapons charge, drug conviction, assault, if the judge does not give them more than 5 years, there's no way they're being deported.
Right, right. And we're going to go down to custody and bond determinations. Initial determination, not later than 48 hours after taking an alien into custody, 48 hours now, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall make an initial custody determination with regard to that alien. How many aliens do we have coming in illegally now? When you open the doors up and say, hey, everybody, you can come in here illegally, where are we going to get enough people to make that determination? Homeland Security would have
to overwhelm the system. It's designed
to
do that.
The system's already overwhelmed. Yes. And that's the whole purpose for putting this in there. There's no way they can handle that many determinations in a 48-hour period.
The good news, not in this bill, but the good news in illegal immigration is that for the past 3 or 4 months, the number of illegals coming into this country has drastically dropped because we're getting cooperation from Mexico and because of the wall being built.
Right.
So that's the good news. This bill, unfortunately, would counter the success that we've had, but we are moving in the right direction.
All right, here's another one, presumption of release. In a hearing under this subsection, there shall be a rebuttable presumption that the alien should be released. A presumption that they should be released. The government
shall come here without our permission, and we are to assume that the proper way forward is to release them, lacking any strong evidence to the contrary. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yep. Also, the fact that an alien has a prior conviction or a criminal charge pending against the alien may not be the sole factor to justify the continued detention of the alien.
Good grief.
So, okay, you were caught, you did the crime, you were caught doing the crime, but we can't use that as the sole factor.
They've lost their minds.
Yes.
Just completely lost their minds.
The message that bill has for me is how important the upcoming elections are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what we're doing right now is very important because most people would never hear about this.
Oh, I know that's important, but it's important that they know it because that'll encourage them to vote the correct way.
Right.
And
right.
All the way across the nation, I hope, because look what a kind of shape we would be in if we lost the Senate. Now,
right.
We already lost the House. I say we, I mean conservatives.
Right.
And then President Trump to me, he's a shoe in to get reelected, but he'd be the only shield we have against this kind of thing.
All right. I'm going to jump down a little further. Least restrictive conditions required. If an immigration judge determines pursuant to a hearing under this section that release without conditions of an alien will not reasonably assure the appearance of the alien as required, or will endanger the safety of another person or the community, the immigration judge shall order the least restrictive conditions or combination of conditions that the judge determines will be reasonably assure the appearance of the alien. What, are we going to set them up in a luxury apartment somewhere and say, now, y'all stay here until it's time for your hearing, okay? We'll be sending pizza up on a regular basis. This is ridiculous, ludicrous.
It's horrible.
And first run movies.
And again, who in the world does the House of Representatives think they are representing?
The downtrodden. I'm getting ready to get to that here. Here's some of the who they're representing. Special rule for vulnerable persons in primary caregivers. In a case in which an alien who is subject of a custody determination under this subsection is a vulnerable person or a primary caregiver, the alien may not be detained unless the government shows, in addition to the requirements under paragraph 3, that it is unreasonable or not practicable to place the individual in a community-based supervision program. Now, what? Who determines a vulnerable person?
Caregiver.
Or a primary caregiver.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
What is a vulnerable person? Aren't we all vulnerable?
Yes. Yeah.
Right now, we're vulnerable to the people that are trying to pass this bill.
I'm into that.
It's just ridiculous. Somebody go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to go back to the defenses thing. You know, DUIs are a big issue among illegal immigrants, and not only are they usually not licensed, they are not insured. But there have been comments by those on the left, even from Joe Biden, recently made a comment of the, help me out here, DUI is not counted.
As a felony, no.
As a felony, that just didn't seem to be, from what he was saying, a big enough offense to deport someone. Well, I'm sure, you know, these people, Mark Knapp, father of three, who was killed by an illegal that was released by the county without notifying ICE, even though he had been arrested for drunk driving before. 15-year-old Ethan Hanley killed, drunk, unlicensed, and at speeds exceeding 90 miles per hour. He had been arrested and deported on two previous occasions, right back here to kill again. And it goes on and on.
Case after case. We got to go real quick here because we're running out of time. The next section is the definition of the vulnerable person. Means an individual, A, is under 21 years of age or over 60 years of age. Ooh. Now, me and my wife started a family when we were 18 years old. 18, 19, 20. So we had 3 years of that we were very vulnerable and didn't even know about it.
Over what age?
Under 21, you're vulnerable.
And over what?
And over 60.
Over 60. Over so 60. I'm vulnerable
I've been
now.
Vulnerable for 22 years.
Yeah.
Poor Hal.
Okay. Or is pregnant. Or C, identifies as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or intersex. Is a victim or witness of a crime, has filed a non-frivolous civil rights claim in federal or state court, has a serious mental or physical illness or disability, has been determined by an asylum officer in an interview conducted under section blah blah to have credible fear of persecution or a reasonable fear of persecution under so all snowflakes are vulnerable. I mean, anyway, I'm not going to read any more, folks. I urge you again, House Bill 5383, New Way Forward Act. The squad, AOC and Ilhan Omar, they're on there as some of the co-sponsors of the bill, so you can tell where it's coming from. This is a socialist bill, plain and simple, designed to tear down our country.
And it's also a sick puppy.
There's
no way to get good people as part of our country with this. It would just be overwhelmed by scum.
Well, folks, we've done best we can to inform you of what's going on. The next step is yours. Please get involved. As Hal said, after you've read this bill and you know what it contains, make sure you get to the polls and vote, and make sure you know who you're voting for. Vote for the right people, because too many have been voting for the wrong people or have been sitting home and not voting, thus allowing the wrong people to get into office. So please take this seriously. Your freedom and liberty to go out and vote, exercise that right, and exercise it prudently. That's all the time we have for today's show. Again, I want to remind you, Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, CCTA will be having their public meeting upstairs at the Stanley Hall Ballroom. There is an elevator on Craven Street entrance. Come on up, join us at 7 o'clock. Hal said he's invited 30 candidates that are running for judge, and we don't anticipate having all 30 of them show up, but we will have a good crowd. We did have 12 show up for the school board one.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. It was. So, folks,
there were only two people that received invitations that didn't come.
All right, folks, please come out and join us. And remember, you heard about it here on CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. Jay Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.